Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Jess with your 11 a.m. Zedliners. In local news, Major Queensland University, Griffith is currently repaying more than $8 million after thousands of staff members were underpaid. In the last 10 years, 5,457 current and former employees across multiple facilities and campuses have not been paid enough due to an outdated payroll system and poor data collection. An additional payments such as split shift, meal allowances for fitness employees and minimum daily hours were incorrectly applied to payrolls. Fair Work Ombudsman Anna Booth has said that Griffith is showing a strong commitment to fixing compliance issues by placing corrective measures to reimburse employees and solve payroll system issues. Teen girl disappears in Queensland town overnight. A 16-year-old girl has gone missing in Mackay, Queensland overnight. The girl was last seen at about 8:30 p.m. in the northern beaches suburbs of Blacks Beach. Police and family are concerned due to the girl's age and due to her need for medication to treat her condition. She is about 155 centimeters tall, has black hair with red tips and a slim build. This investigation has only just launched. Further details to come.
In national news, Australian craft breweries are utilising the recent tariff tensions between China and the US by selling to China. With American craft beer selling less, many breweries in Australia have capitalised on this, trading with China. Western Australian brewery Rocky Ridge have taken note on the need for diverse tap products and have sent their first shipment of beer, expected to reach China by the end of July. With Australian current alcohol tax increase, breweries are hoping that expanding into Asia can improve the growth of the industry and also introduce diverse quality products into the country. More than 3,000 people are expected to join the final day of a 500-kilometre walk, raising awareness of the work by the Yuruk Justice Commission. Running since 2021, the four-year Aboriginal-led inquiry will become Victoria's longest state-run royal commission when it formally concludes on June 30th. The Yuruk Truth-Telling Inquiry has investigated Victoria's colonial history and ongoing systemic injustices. To mark the closing of this historic storytelling commission, Yuruk Commissioner Travis Lovett has walked across half the state, starting from Commissioner Lovett's traditional country, the earliest site of the permanent European settlement in Victoria. The Karapmara Gunditjmara traditional owner has already been joined by supporters on his 25-day walk for truth, with thousands more expected in the final days. The Yuruk's final report is expected to be made public in July.
In international news, the top China military disappears in latest purge under Xi Jinping amid factional politics. General He Weidong, China's second-ranking military official and co-vice chairman of the powerful Central Military Commission, has not been seen in public since March 11. With silence often treated as a confirmation in China's highly choreographed political system, his ongoing absence confirms his removal from power.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and chilly still. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That is all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.